අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children, welcome you to Rohunu Guru Gedara English Lessons for Grade 11 students. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryabhava. Today, I came with another interesting lesson. From today's lesson, we are going to build up your vocabulary using words appropriately and accurately to convey precise meaning. Dear children, there are lots of ways to build up your vocabulary. Here I do consider on collective nouns. Dear children, you start learning this lesson from grade 7 onwards. Hope you will enjoy this lesson with me. Keep your activity sheet beside you. At the end of the lesson, you will be able to use collective nouns appropriately in a sentence. Right, children? Now, let's learn about collective nouns. Collective nouns are names for a collection. A group of people, animals, or things. Can you repeat it? Collective nouns are names for a collection. A group of people, animals, or things. What are the three types of collective nouns? A group of people, animals, and things. Very good. Dear children, usually a collective noun refers to a whole group as one. So, very often it is used as a singular form. Words like group, herd, and bunch are some examples for collective nouns. Now let's see some more examples where we use collective nouns. A group of directors, a group of people, a team of players, a team of cricketers, a herd of elephants, a herd of cows, a school of fish, a bunch of flowers, and a fleet of ships are some examples of these three categories. Dear children, to build up your vocabulary, collective nouns play an important role in the English language. Especially, we can see these collective nouns in sentences, dialogues, role plays, simple folk tales, fairy tales, poems, songs, and passages. So, in your test papers, you will be tested with different techniques. Matching, categorizing, multiple choices, finding, filling blanks, and filling a grid are some of them. My dear children, today in my lesson, I am going to practice with you some of the techniques you have already known. Children, please take your activity sheet and look at the first activity. Can you read the instructions? Come on. Underline the collective noun in each sentence. Underline the collective noun in each sentence. Okay, children? Let's read the first sentence. Our class went on a trip to Kandy. Our class went on a trip to Kandy. Dear children, what did you underline? Yes, very good. The collective noun in that sentence is class. Class. It is a group of students. Children, now let's read the second sentence. Everyone in the audience applauded loudly. Everyone in the audience applauded loudly. So, what is the collective noun in that sentence? Very good. Audience. You have done well. Let's move on to the third sentence. Can you read with me? Our family includes 5 members. Our family includes 5 members. What is the collective noun? Family. Yes, you are right. Now, let's move on to the next sentence. A group of people came with me. A group of people came with me. What is the collective noun in that sentence? Yes, group. You are correct. Okay, read the next one. The herd of elephants ran across the road. The herd of elephants ran across the road. I am sure you have underlined the word herd. Here, the word herd is the collective noun, which goes with big animals like elephants, buffaloes, and cows. I'm sure, children, you have done the first activity correctly. Now, let's move on to the second activity. In your task sheet. As I explained you, there are 3 types of collective nouns. How many types of collective nouns? There are 3 types of collective nouns. They describe about people, animals, and things. In this activity, you are going to put the letters according to the collective noun. I'm sure you can do it quickly. Children, are you ready? Let's check the answers. First one. A shawl of fish. A shawl of fish. Yes. What is the letter you used? A. Yes, A for animals. Let's see the second one. A fleet of ships. A fleet of ships. Yes, it is about things. Ships. Have you put T for it? Yes. You are correct. Next one. A team of players. A team of players. What is it? Okay, it is about people. P is the correct answer. Shall we read the next one? A bunch of flowers. A bunch of flowers. It is about things. So, you may have put T for it. That's correct. Next one is a choir of singers. A choir of singers. Yes, it is about people. Did you fill the box correctly? I'm sure, children, now you have a clear idea about three types of collective nouns: people, animals, and things. Right, children? Now, we are going to do the next activity in your activity sheet. Underline the correct collective noun. Underline the correct collective noun. Children, are you ready? Can you read the first one? The, within bracket you see two words, classroom, herd of students came today. The, yes, what is the correct collective noun? Classroom or herd? Children, very good. The correct answer is classroom. The classroom of students came today. You don't say the herd of students. Herd, that goes with animals. Right? You have to think about this. Right? Select the correct word at the correct place. Shall we do the second one? I saw packs, galaxies of stars in the sky. I saw packs, galaxies of stars in the sky. So what is the correct answer? Yes, I saw galaxies of stars in the sky. Not packs of stars. You don't say packs of stars in the sky. Right? Galaxies of stars in the sky. We will quickly move on to the next one. A herd of buffaloes, butterflies search for grassy land. Yes. A herd of, what is the correct answer, children? Buffaloes. Very good. Now read the correct sentence. A herd of buffaloes search for grassy land. Next one. I polished my two pair of shoes. I polished my, what did you select? Normally we do not say two of shoes. It goes with pair. Pair of spectacles, pair of trousers, pair of shorts, pair of scissors. Okay? Children, then the last sentence is, I gave a bunch, heap of flowers to the class. What is the correct answer? I gave a bunch of flowers to the class. Not heap of flowers. Not heap of flowers. You don't say heap of stones. That's correct. But you don't say heap of flowers. The correct answer is I gave a bunch of flowers to the class. Now you have practiced three activities focused on collective nouns. Now we are moving to the last activity of this lesson. Yes, children, are you ready with that? Fill in the blanks using the correct nouns in the box. Fill in the blanks using the correct nouns in the boxes. Let's fill the blanks quickly. Right, children? Shall we read the first sentence? The army of walked towards the battlefield. What is the correct word you select? Yes, very good. The army of soldiers walked towards the battlefield. The army of soldiers walked towards the battlefield. I'm sure you have done it correctly. The second one is the flock of, come on children, the flock of blank flew over the lake. What is the correct answer? The flock of, come on children, the flock of birds flew over the lake. Flock of birds, flock of birds. Shall we move on to the next one? The herd of, I'm sure that's going to be very easy for you. The herd of moved towards the river. Yes, what is the matching word, my dear children? The herd of, yes, elephants moved towards the river. Next one. I bought a of bread at the market. The correct answer is, I bought a loaf of bread at the market. A loaf of bread at the market. Next one. The group of went to the auditorium. Okay, children, what is the correct answer? The group of dancers went to the auditorium. Okay, children, I'm sure you are happy with correct answers. Question number 6. A hive of, yes, attacked the boy. Yes, read the correct sentence. A hive of bees attacked the boy. A hive of bees attacked the boy. Next one. Piles of are on the table. Children, piles of books. Piles of books are on the table. Are you happy? Very good. Next one. My brother drank a bottle of, it is very easy. My brother drank a bottle of milk. My brother drank a bottle of milk. Let's move on to the next sentence. A gang of, come on children, a gang of robbed the house. What is the correct answer? A gang of thieves robbed the house. Can you read the last sentence? She carried a bundle of on her head. What is the correct answer? She carried a bundle of sticks on her head. Okay, children, I'm sure you have done the activity easily. And also, you have got a clear idea about collective nouns. In today's lesson, you learned about three types of collective nouns. How many types of collective nouns? 3 types of collective nouns. Can you remember about people, animals, and things? And also, you learn different techniques on testing and also the correct usage. Dear children, please do the 2 activities in your English workbook, grade 11 English workbook, on page number 68 and 69. Can you write them? Page number 68 and 69. Now, we have come to the end of our lesson. Today, I focused on collective nouns for grade 11 students. Thank you all for participating in the educational program of Rohunu Guru Gedara. Hope you all enjoy the lesson. I'll meet you once again with another interesting lesson. I'm Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryavava. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng ape iskoole.
Gamin. නගරයේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර